Hello.
Good evening. My name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
Thank you so much, and have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, we
don't. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
We would be Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Might vote.
Okay, so would that be I am someone likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or
somewhat likely?
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 74.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or on the wrong track?
Right direction. We have a great governor.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Economic issues like taxes and government spending. Constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., cultural issues like standing up against the woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
Inflation, immigration.
Thank you. And, well, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Addie Owens.
Don't know.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Kerry Baker.
Who's that? I don't know.
Okay. Keith Farner.
Don't know.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Love him. Very favorable.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
Don't know him.
Thank you. David Jordan.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Anthony Sabatini.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Mark Jordan.
Don't know him.
Thank you. Nan Cobb.
Don't know.
Thank you. And well, now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Mike Levine?
None of the above.
Thank you. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Keith Farner, Nat Goff, Addy Owens, or Mike Levine?
I don't know.
Thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
What do you think? I think they need to clean house.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
I think that President Biden is not capable to run the country.
Okay, thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker has not anticipated anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? First one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or the second statement, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Wow. No opinion.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for the Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First statement, a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Repeat?
Yes, a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Excuse me, we're going to have to hang up. We're in a bad storm. Can't drive. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.